Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs.
Welcome to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. The show is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in the Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Greater Albany, Utica, Watertown, and even Phoenix, Arizona areas. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage today at 633-3700 and ask one of our skilled mortgage consultants to work with you to find the lowest rates and closing costs for your particular home financing needs. Ask also about our many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment that allows you to effectively enter the market to find your next home with no cash, or no cost or risk. Call Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 for personalized, customized service that will really impress you. Check out our low-rate guarantee. Certain restrictions apply, and details are on our website, www.huntmortgage.com. And don't forget the first ever 24/7, 365 real estate hotline, the Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to all available information about any property listed for sale in the Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, or even Phoenix, Arizona areas. Simply dial 716-631-4800. Enter the street number of the house you want to know about. No matter whose listing it is, the hotline will prompt you with a choice of street names. Select the one you want, you'll hear a brief description, and then you'll be texted a link to a dedicated website on that property. All automatically and just that fast. Anytime, in any market we serve, on any listing, whether it's ours or any other broker's. There's a shortage of homes available for sale in many Western New York neighborhoods and a very high number of well-qualified buyers actively looking for a new home. If you or anyone you know has been considering selling a property, now is the time. At Hunt, you can list your home for free. That's right. Any Hunt agent can work with you to aggressively market your home for sale to every potential buyer with no out-of-pocket expense to you. As a seller, you will pay a commission only if Hunt is successful in finding a buyer who is ready, willing, and able to purchase your home under terms and conditions acceptable to you. In addition, only through a Hunt agent will you hear these words: "We will sell your home or ERA will buy it." That's the seller security plan. Ask about how it can work for you by calling 633-9400 or stopping in at one of our many open houses this weekend. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, and the Rochester Americans. Our house is broadcast live on WBEN 930 AM. For those of you who'd like to participate in today's show, if you have any questions or comments about any aspect of real estate, call us in the studio at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, or star 930. Those are all free calls, so join us on the air at Our House. We have a very special show for you today. My guests today are Matt Paul, licensed real estate salesperson working out of our Hunt Williamsville Village office, and Nancy Caleri Frank, mortgage consultant at Hunt Mortgage. Matt and Nancy are here to answer all of your real estate and financing questions, so give us a call at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, or star 930. Thank you both, Nancy and Matt, for being here today. It's a cold morning, and to get you up and rolling, I appreciate you being here early on the air with us. Matt, let me start by asking you, what would you describe is going on out there in the marketplace in Western New York? We hear so many different things on the news, radio and television reports. We read things. Tell me really what's happening on the ground. You're out there doing it.
Well, there is definitely a lack of inventory at this time. Sellers definitely have an advantage to sell their homes. The rates are at an all-time low as well, so it's for a buyer, you're at an advantage as well, and we need more houses to sell. So,
and I know you're out there ready, willing, and able to do that.
I would be more than happy to help you.
You've just recently joined Hunt. You've been in real estate for a while now, but you made the transition from one of our competitors in the marketplace to join Hunt. So welcome. We're really happy to have you. We consider you a rising star in the industry and are really pleased to have you with us. So
I'm happy as well.
Great. Terrific. And Nancy, you've been with Hunt Mortgage for quite a long time. Tell us a little bit about what's happening in the market relative to rates and financing from your perspective.
Good morning, Susan. Thank you for having me. Interest rates have been steady. Predictions are that rates will be rising. Rates have been averaging 3.75% to 4.25%, depending on the program, credit, and qualifications. What a great opportunity, whether it's your first time or have purchased in the past.
And so many people are sitting out there and are thinking, well, it's a seller's market, rates are low. What do I do, though, about purchasing a house? You know, I can sell my house. It sounds like if I prepare my house and if I listen to the advice that I keep hearing weekly on the radio, I can prepare my house. I can work with a professional. But how do I find the house that I'm looking for? I imagine, Matt, you're working with buyers all the time who come to you with a specific house in a specific neighborhood, and that's their dream house, but it's out of their price range or it's off the market. It's been sold already. What do you tell people when they have a single focus like that on a specific house? How do you help them to readjust their focus to finding the perfect house for them, not just the one that looked great online?
I would say just as early as you can, consult with a realtor, and then they will help you lead you in the right direction for financing, for the setting up the proper search, going through the neighborhoods that you would like to be in. And you just have to get out there, go to as many open houses as you can preliminarily before you start your search, and really just keep your eyes open. With the internet, it's very easy to search and to get to a good look at all the inventory, and then once you're ready and you know where you're at in terms of the price range you'd like to go in, that's when you would like to physically start walking through the houses with a professional.
So it's absolutely more efficient now for people to be able to educate themselves online.
Yes.
Looking at pictures, getting a sense for prices, but it really is a complicated process. Even as real estate professionals, people will ask me sometimes, what do you think this house is worth? I've never been in it. Mm-hmm. I haven't run the comps to see what's happened in the last few weeks or months, or sometimes the difference of a street in a neighborhood can make a difference. People will sometimes ask about a whole town or about a whole region. You know, what do you think about the prices in the south towns, or what do you think about prices in the north towns? It's really much more specific than that, isn't it?
Yes, and every market has its own. Within the Buffalo, Western New York market, every area does have its own ups, downs. You know, some inventory levels are higher and higher priced homes. You know, so it really is specific to each individual area.
So as complicated as that search process can be, I imagine, Nancy, that the financing end is really even that much more complicated. It's based on such a variety of factors to determine what kinds of programs people are eligible for. How do you, as a mortgage consultant, begin the process with buyers?
You know, Susan, it's so important, whether your time frame is today, tomorrow, next week, next year, making sure that you're prepared. It's important in getting the information as early in the process as possible. We want to make sure that you're looking in the right price range, you have the funds available, your credit is where it needs to be. Again, you want to make sure you have this information as early in the process as you can. What I do offer my clients is we can, you know, set up their pre-qualification one of three ways. We can set up a time to get together. I can meet with them, like I said, face-to-face. We can spend some time on the phone, or I also have a site that they can go directly to. It's nancy@huntmortgage.com. They can begin entering their information. That information gets sent to me, and then we can have a conversation and go through their information again, making sure their credit is where it needs to be, they're comfortable with the numbers before they start their search with Matt. Making sure that, again, they're looking in the right price range.
And you even have an app that you make available for people to access you, correct?
Yes, I do.
So people would have to contact you directly in order to get that. How would someone, if they had a question for you and perhaps didn't want to call into the radio show to ask, how would they reach you if they had questions about financing and preparing for the purchase of a home?
They can reach me one of two ways. My cell number is 716-316-8118, or they can email me at nancy.callari, C-A-L-L-A-R-I, @huntmortgage.com.
Terrific. I appreciate that. So I am not a good example of how you should go about buying a house based on Matt's explanation of getting with a real estate professional and planning and preparing, and Nancy talking about the financing. I actually saw the house of my dreams, didn't realize it was going on the market, had admired this house for 20 years. The for sale sign went on the front lawn. I called Nancy and said, Nancy, can you help me? And I have to be honest, it was an incredible experience. You were able to get me very quickly a pre-approval because I needed to have a document to go with my purchase offer. And then I have to say I was so impressed with the work that you did to help me with my financing. And Nancy won't take credit for this, but I'll give her credit for it. My particular loan was cleared to close in 18 days with Hunt Mortgage. You know, so many people think, well, how long is it going to take between the time I get my contract signed and my house closes? And they're always worried about the financing part of it. So, Nancy, you and Hunt Mortgage were fabulous, really fabulous. And this is just recent. This is about a month ago, so we're not talking about something that happened, you know, decades ago when the compliance issues were different. It's a complicated process, but having professionals, true professionals, walk you through it, it can be done quickly and painlessly. So congratulations, Nancy, to you and your team on making that happen.
Well, thank you. You know, Susan, it's about, again, being prepared. And it's working as a team. There's only so much control each of us have, whether it's your realtor, the buyer, the mortgage consultant. But if everybody works together and you trust who you're working with, it can happen. I mean, obviously, we can't clear all files to close within 18 days.
Right. Sorry, I'm not making any promises. And I really didn't get any special treatment. I really didn't. Nancy was just all over it, and that's how she treats her clients. So I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And Matt, I know you have that same approach. It's one of the things that we talked about before you joined us at Hunt, how you take care of your clients and you feel the responsibility for them, walking them through the process. I had the opportunity to meet some of your clients at a client appreciation party that you had about a month or so ago. And without exception, every one of your clients expressed their gratitude for how much time and attention you gave to them. And I know that's part of your philosophy about how you serve your clients.
It's definitely the most important to me. Yeah,
I think that probably comes from your background before you joined real estate. I think you had an interesting route to real estate. Maybe you can share with us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I did. I'm born and raised in Western New York, and my family had owned a stationery supply company that was in the area since the 1860s. So my roots are deep here, and my whole family is still living here. And that made me realize that I like working for small family-run businesses. And throughout my career, I was in the hotel business and I was in construction. I found that my core values align the most with family-run businesses. And now I'm back in a family-run, locally operated, owned and operated company, and it feels great.
Terrific. I had the pleasure of serving on a board of directors once with your dad at the Clarence Chamber of Commerce back in the day. So yeah. Over the radio, you probably can't hear the difference in our generations. Matt's got a nice deep voice, but he's quite a bit younger. And I know your family business. I actually had been a patron of Paul's Teacher's Pet, if you can let me say that on the air. And I appreciate that sense and that value that you have of how important your clients are and how important it is for the role that you serve for them. We've talked a little bit about buyers, but I know you work with sellers as well.
Mm-hmm.
How do you approach things with sellers? What would you tell anyone that's listening now that's thinking, maybe I would want to put my house on the market?
Well, especially in this market, since there is such a lack of inventory, most sellers are coming to me and asking, what can I do to upgrade or improve my house? And before you even want to do that, I would have an agent walk through and discuss the good, the bad, anything you could do, whether it's rearranging or staging or improving and updating. So that's the first step that I would say. And when I go through, whether it's the first appointment with a client or somebody that I know that I've been to their house, I just sit down and I explain the market, tell them the goods, you know, how fast it's moving, what to be prepared for. And, you know, the last house I just listed a week ago sold in less than a week and multiple offers. So there's still a lot of activity, a lot more buyers than there are houses. And has never been a better time to sell a house. So I would just consult with a realtor, and then from there, they will be advising you every step of the way.
If someone were interested in having you come out and take a look at their house and give you some of that advice that you talked about, how would they reach you, Matt?
The best way to get a hold of me, I call or text at 716-908-5033, or you can email me at matthew.paul, P-A-U-L, at huntrealestate.com.
Terrific. And that house that you were talking about that you have just recently sold, I had another agent in my office who was interested in that house and was incredibly disappointed. She's taken buyers out to multiple open houses and properties that are for sale and had not been successful. And this was just a terrific house. And she really wanted her buyers to be able to get that house. But the multiple offer situation seemed to be occurring on properties that are prepared properly and that are priced properly.
Yes.
That seems to be the combination that's working well.
It is very important to price the house accordingly to the market value.
And that particular house was in an area that has septic systems. Mm-hmm. It was in a two-bedroom house, which isn't always the most desirable. Yeah. Yet, if you get it at the right price, and if you show it and you promote it and you market it, which I know you did, it was marketed through the Hunt website. It was on the MLS. You had open houses over the weekend, and if
social
I'm not
media.
Mistaken, you're great with the social media. That's true. You had that sold in less than a week,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Terrific.
Two days of showings.
And that's really what sellers want. They want to be able to have their house sell quickly and for the best possible price. And if I'm not mistaken, if what you said, it's possible. It's just people need to consult with the professionals in order to prepare the house. How far in advance do you think people have to meet with a real estate agent? Obviously not like I did, which was to put the house on the market right after finding the house of your dreams. That would be a reactionary process, but in a proactive process, is there a good time frame?
I think as soon as you are starting to consider it, you know, there's definitely different situations that force or, you know, people sell because of all different reasons. So if you are thinking about it, I have a family member now that's thinking about it in a year or so. So I just start searching different areas, start talking to them what they could do with their house, and just to prepare, you know, you in advance, because it's definitely a time commitment to sell a house
sure.
or to buy a house.
Sure.
So.
And oftentimes if people are selling a house, it's because they're planning to buy something else.
Mm-hmm.
So if a year in advance someone is talking to you from the real estate professional expertise on selling and possibly buying, is that also a good time frame, Nancy, for the potential buy side of that transaction for the client to begin conversations with you? I guess I'm asking, is it ever too early to start the financing conversations?
You know, Susan, it's truly not, because, again, being prepared is so important. Sometimes we'll have a buyer that has something on their credit that they weren't aware of. So by starting this early in the process, they have that information ahead of time. They know what kind of monies they're going to need to save. They know what documentation they're going to have to keep together, documentation that we're going to require depending on where the funds are coming from, the income that they have, how their income is derived, whether it's a commission, you know, whether they just started their job. So it truly is important for us to talk as early in the process as we can to making sure that their income, their assets, and their credit is exactly where it needs to be.
What I always advise people to do is to try to have their real estate salesperson and their mortgage consultant working together. I imagine that both of you have experienced times where that hasn't happened,
mm-hmm.
and the frustration is probably on all ends. And so what our goal is with Hunt Mortgage and Hunt Real Estate working together is to try to make the process simpler for our clients.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine people get a little hesitant to share their financial information right away when they're beginning a relationship with a real estate professional.
Yep.
Can you explain, Matt, how your role is in terms of getting that initial financing conversation started?
Well, I actually do have Nancy's app, so I could send you that as well if you meet with me. And we do communicate very easily throughout the whole process, so it is important to link right up with a loan officer or mortgage consultant. And I would definitely consider it.
Well, I think that Nancy would agree that it is working hand in hand that makes things easiest for clients. But there are some basic pieces of information that you need to pre-approve someone. Let's say it is a Saturday afternoon and someone sees the house of their dreams and needs to put an offer in before Sunday night because they don't want to miss out on this opportunity. And I know that if Matt or another agent were to reach out to you, there would be some pieces of information that their clients would need to give to you in order that you could begin the pre-approval process. What would you tell other agents or people that are listening to be prepared to provide to you quickly?
The information that we would go over is their income. Okay, we would talk about how they get their income, whether it's a salary, commission, whatever that case may be, whether they're self-employed or a W-2 employee. So basically their income information. We would talk about their credit, and then we would review it, and then we would talk about the funds that they have to work with. And most importantly, their comfort level. I'm real big on their comfort level. We want to make sure that a buyer is purchasing a home, and it's going to give them the payment that's going to be most comfortable for them.
Okay. So I would imagine that sometimes after they've had a conversation with you, it may actually change their perspective on the properties that they're looking for. So, Matt, I'm sure you've experienced that where someone comes in and says, I'm looking at a house that's going to be about, you know, no more than $150,000. And after they talk to the mortgage consultant, they come back and say, actually, $120,000.
Yep.
Or maybe even more often, $180,000. I'd rather stay at $150,000. But there's probably some ranges that become established after they've had a chance to talk with their mortgage consultant.
Yes, and I don't need to know incomes, you know, as an agent. That doesn't matter. It just has to be the comfort level, whether it's payment or how much you can afford. And that's what I tell my clients. A lot of people do want to stay within a certain amount per month. And if that's what's important, then that's where you stay in terms of what you're looking at.
In these days, I think there's some, you know, uncertainty about what's going to happen with the interest rates. There's some uncertainty with, you know, what's happening with the tax reform. So I imagine people have lots of questions. And instead of sitting back and wondering, I think the important part that we're trying to stress today is they should reach out to someone who is a professional. We don't have crystal balls. You know, we can't predict what the interest rate is going to be 6 months from now, but we can certainly walk them through the process based on what we know. So when we come back from the break, one of the things, Nancy, that I would like to talk to you about is this Hunt pre-purchase commitment. Because where Matt talked about multiple offer situations, I think the pre-purchase commitment can be key. So we'll be right back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages.
If you're a homeowner age 62 or older, you owe it to yourself to look into a reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgages give seniors many different options to access the equity in their home. There's even a reverse mortgage for purchase available. For more information, call Karen Johnson, a reverse mortgage specialist at Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 or visit huntmortgage.com. Karen Johnson, NMLS number 485939. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our house is brought to you by huntrealestate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. Huntrealestate.com is the only place on the web for a complete inventory of homes available in the markets we serve. You will also find access to essential home ownership services at huntrealestate.com, powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA, in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Utica, Watertown, and even Phoenix, Arizona. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. Ask about our pre-purchase commitment, available only at Hunt Mortgage. Call 633-3700 today or call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 716-633-9400. One of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs, buying or selling a home, financing, insurance, or even home improvements. Remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan, available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. I'm in the studio today with Matt Paul, licensed real estate salesperson working out of our Williamsville Village office, and Nancy Caleri, mortgage consultant at Hunt Mortgage. Thank you both for joining us on this Veterans Day, and I'm sure all three of us would like to thank the veterans out there for their service, including Jerry, who is producing the show today. We appreciate everything that the veterans have done for us. I was born on an Army base, so full disclosure, I'm a little biased when it comes to veterans. But Nancy, before the break, we were talking about the Hunt pre-purchase commitment and how it can be so helpful to buyers, especially during this time period where we're seeing multiple offer situations. Can you explain what the pre-purchase commitment is?
Sure. The pre-purchase commitment is a program that we offer where a buyer goes through the mortgage process before they purchase their home. So what this does is it strengthens your offer, especially in the competitive market that we're in today. It can offer you a quicker closing, and it just puts that buyer at ease knowing that their documentation has been reviewed and they are approved. So like I said, it's going through the full mortgage process with an estimated price, an estimated tax amount, just giving us that price range, knowing that they have gone through the process, their documentation again has been verified, and when they are ready to present that offer, they have an actual commitment letter. So it's not a pre-qualification certificate, it's not a pre-approval, it's actually a commitment letter, which puts them in a very strong position competing against other offers.
Yeah, when you are in a multiple offer situation and you come in with a pre-commitment, you have an advantage over everyone else, and even over a cash buyer, if you know the terms are right.
So it's possible in these multiple offer situations then to position yourself in such a way that your offer could be, as Matt said, as strong as cash or potentially better if you have a better offer in terms of dollar amount. So many times people think it's just the price that determines whether or not a buyer is successful in the multiple offer situation. But really, the financing is a critical component to the evaluation.
The terms are definitely equally as important, absolutely.
So when you have multiple offers, much like you did this past week, what do you do with the seller? You actually sit down and present the offers that have come in from other agents?
Yeah, it's up to the seller if they would like to have all the agents and their offers be presented in person, or if they are to be emailed and then gone over privately with your agent. That's what my client chose to do. He works late, so he didn't want to inconvenience people late. So we sat down around 8 o'clock and printed everything out. I do a breakdown of the terms and the difference in the offers, and then we go over them, and sometimes people include a letter, a personal letter about themselves, which also gives you an advantage and helps explain your situation. So we just go over one at a time, and then in this situation, my client wanted to sleep on it. So overnight, he thought about it some more, and then we discussed which offer to go with the next day.
So this situation where we have a seller's market, everyone thinks like, oh, that must be so wonderful for the seller, but here you've got a seller with multiple offers that wants to sleep on it. It's a big investment, it's a big decision, there's a lot of stress. I think if this particular circumstance, if I recall, your seller had actually purchased a house ahead of time,
yes,
gone under contract ahead of time,
yes,
which adds some stress to it, because sometimes now in the marketplace people are changing the order in which they purchase, and some people are even willing to rent so they can go in with an offer that would be non-contingent,
yep,
which would also improve their circumstances in a multiple offer situation. So
absolutely,
financing, whether or not you have a house to sell, the contingencies, closing dates, whether you can close quickly or whether you can give perhaps the seller an opportunity to stay in their home longer. The house that I purchased that people said they wanted to be in for one last Christmas, I said absolutely, I wanted the house so badly, I didn't, you know, it was perfectly acceptable to me, and oh, by the way, I still had to sell my house.
Yeah.
So it worked out great for me, and I had also a situation with multiple offers on the sale of my home, which allowed me then to negotiate additional time for the closing so that I could accommodate the purchase and the move. So understanding the nuances of the terms, I think, is so important. But when it comes down to it, price and financing are usually, in most cases, the leading determinants in the powerfulness of an offer that's placed during a multiple offer situation. Nancy, I'm sure you have had experience with that.
I have. When a client is in a situation where they are selling and buying, and you know, not everybody can go non-contingent, you know, of their sale, mm-hmm, they would have to go contingent, which means they have to sell first. I strongly encourage the pre-purchase commitment, because they already are stating to a seller that they have to sell their home. Well, they also have a mortgage. So if we could clear that out, saying, well, yes, they have to sell their home, it's marketed very well, but yet the mortgage is already in place, it puts that seller at ease.
And I imagine at certain points in time, as a mortgage consultant and as a real estate professional, you compare notes.
Yes.
You check to see, Matt, if whether or not your your buyer can maybe change the terms of their financing. If they put more down or if they put less down, mm-hmm. There's got to be some combinations that work best. So in your experience, how is it best for people to begin to understand that? Do they work with the mortgage consultant first? Do they work with the real estate professional first? How do they sort that out? Or is it chicken or the egg?
It's kind of both at the same time is what I would say. Because if you're going against five offers, it's different than if you're going against 10 or 15. So to position yourself with an advantage to have the greatest chance of getting the home in a multiple offer situation, you need to change terms sometimes. Putting more money down is a big term that buyers or sellers tend to want to see, because that shows you have skin in the game, good faith, putting towards wanting and a commitment to buy the house. And if some buyers get confused where that escrow deposit is not your money down on your mortgage. So that's where if they have a certain amount put aside for money down, I would need to talk to Nancy and make sure that money is still available for the mortgage, because the money down in escrow on the house does not go towards that. So that is another term that we would need to be on the same page with, so that I make sure that they have the money saved.
And I imagine there's some other nuances to the financing and the purchase and the sale combinations. So if our listeners today have any questions and they'd like to ask the experts, Matt Paul and Nancy Caleri, they can call us in the studio at 803-0930 or 1-800-616-9236 or on the cell phone *930. We seem to have reluctant listeners today to call in. So, Matt, if someone wanted to contact you directly to ask you questions, whether it's a buyer or a seller, how would they reach you?
Yep. Feel free to call or text at 716-908-5033 or email me at matthew.paul@huntrealestate.com.
And that's Paul, P-A-U-L.
P-A-U-L, not H-A-L-L.
And Nancy, if someone had questions about financing, how would they reach you again?
My cell direct is 716-316-8118, or they can email me at nancy.caleri, C-A-L-L-A-R-I, @huntmortgage.com.
And Matt, you mentioned earlier that there is an app that you can use, that you can send to your clients to help them. I think there's a mortgage calculator on there, so people can sort of independently, in the comfort of their own home, play around, plug a few different numbers in. If my house was $100,000 and I put $10,000 down, estimating what their taxes might be, I think they can plug in those numbers and get a sense for what their mortgage payment would be, correct?
Absolutely. Yep. And it's real easy for me to send it to you. I could just text it over, and it doesn't cost anything. It's a free app.
That's terrific, Nancy. What a great tool, because I know, again, people want to research the homes they're looking for. They go on the internet. They want to look at houses, get inside, play around, do a little bit of it independently, but they still need a real estate expert to help them through the process. So similarly, you could use that mortgage calculator, kind of get a sense for what you might be comfortable with in terms of your monthly expenses, and they can use that mortgage calculator to do the sort of initial investigation, and then it probably makes it easier for you to have the conversations with them about the nuances of that, how much they put down, whether there's PMI involved, if they're putting less than 20% down. So I think that it's a great tool that Hunt Mortgage has made available to you, and then you make it available to who? To agents?
I can make it available to agents. I also have sent it to my buyers, so they have that during the process while they are looking. Like I said before, we initially go through the information, we give them a price range, and then while they're looking at homes, I encourage them to contact me. Or their agent contact me with the price and the taxes of the home that they have interest in, and then we revisit the numbers, making sure they're in the comfort level.
Terrific, terrific. Well, I think we have a caller that's joining us this morning. We have Carolyn from Williamsville, who's got a question about refinancing. Good morning, Carolyn. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Hey, Sue. Hey, Matt. It's Carolyn. Leo Vinci.
Well, congratulations, Mrs. Vinci, who's recently been married.
Hello, Carolyn.
Hey, Matt. I have a question for the show. I'm in the process of refinancing well, what are the first couple steps as I just put on multiple additions to my house and my house is worth more than what I purchased it for?
Carolyn, I first have to say I've seen the pictures of your home, and it's just beautiful. So congratulations to you and your new husband for that beautiful home. Nancy, can you give Carolyn some advice about how to get started?
Sure, Carolyn. I would love to help you out. You can give me a call at 716-316-8118. We'll talk about what goals you have in refinancing, whether you're looking to pull cash out of the property, whether you're looking at, you know, lowering your interest rate, lowering your term, whatever you're looking to accomplish through the refinance. I'd be happy to go through the different options with you.
Perfect. Thank you.
My pleasure.
I'm heading to work right now, real estate work.
Well, we're happy that we have real estate listeners today, Carolyn. Thanks so much for joining us, and hope you have a great day.
Take care, Carolyn.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Well, that was a great call. Matt and I are both from Clarence. Nancy is living in Clarence now, so we're all Clarence born, bred, and raised, and fans of, I guess. So it was nice to have a call, even though Carolyn said she's from Williamsville. That's just her mailing address. She lives in the town of Clarence. So thank you, Carolyn, for calling in today. We're going to have some other things to talk about after the break, so if we have callers that are interested, please let us know what your questions are. But we'll be right back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages.
If you're a homeowner age 62 or older, you owe it to yourself to look into a reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgages give seniors many different options to access the equity in their home. There's even a reverse mortgage for purchase available. For more information, call Karen Johnson, a reverse mortgage specialist at Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 or visit huntmortgage.com. Karen Johnson, NMLS number 485939. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web for a complete inventory of homes available in the markets we serve. You will also find access to essential home ownership services at HuntRealEstate.com, powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Utica, Watertown, and Phoenix, Arizona. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. Ask about our pre-purchase commitment available only at Hunt Mortgage. Call 633-3700 today or call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 716-633-9400. One of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs, whether you're buying or selling a home, financing insurance, or even home improvements. Remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. I'm in the studio with Matt Paul, licensed real estate salesperson working out of our Williamsville Village office, and Nancy Caleri, mortgage consultant at Hunt Mortgage. Again, it's Veterans Day. We want to thank the veterans for our service. And Nancy, I think Hunt Mortgage really does look out for its veterans. Tell us a little bit more about that.
We truly do. We'd like to thank our veterans for their service. A veteran purchasing and applying for their mortgage in November, we will credit the veteran at closing their appraisal costs, which average to be about $400.
Terrific. What a nice contribution to recognize our veterans. So again, thank you to all the veterans out there that are listening, and thank you to Hunt Mortgage for recognizing them. And thanks to my dad, as I mentioned before, having been born on an Army base. So it's obviously cold outside. Hunting season is upon us. I misquoted a few weeks back the first day of hunting season when it was really only the first day of pheasant hunting season. Mm-hmm. So I have my hunting expert, Matt Paul, here today, who is a little bit more familiar with hunting season than I am. And tell us a little bit about what we can hunt now and a property that you have that might appeal to some of the hunters that we have out there listening.
Yeah, this is the last week of bow season. On November 18th, it does change over to shotgun. So if you are a bow hunter, you need to get out as much as you can in the next week. And I do have a property that is listed in Varysburg that is very unique and geared towards the outdoors person or hunter. It's a 25-acre property. It was built in 94, but since then has been totally redone again, the siding, the roof, all the mechanics. It's just impeccable and very well maintained. And the 25-acre parcel that it's sitting on is also around another 50 acres that is owned by the same owner and available for sale as well.
Terrific. Now, this particular property is on Maxon Road in Berrysburg,
yes.
Correct?
Yep, it's 3172 Maxon Road.
And what is it on the market for?
It's on the market for $518,900.
And that's the house and all of that property.
Correct.
Which, at initial blush, sounds like a lot for a single purchaser, but if they're looking for that kind of home with those kinds of finishes and that type of property, it really is a great price.
Yeah, it has a fully stocked pond, several outbuildings, just a really secluded and serene spot right on the side of a hill. It's you can't beat the location. And
I've had conversations with other agents about unique properties like this, whether it be on the lake or in some of our vacation areas or out in the country. And instead of maybe just an individual looking at this house, sometimes a group can get together. A couple people who share a common interest, outdoors people that want to get out there. Weekend retreats, I guess, is really kind of a little bit more popular concept.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine there's ways to finance things where people can pool their resources, Nancy?
Yes, we would treat it as a second home. Okay, so they would need 10% down, and interest rates are very comparable to your primary residence. So yes, those loans are available. It's just a matter of getting comparables to that property.
Sure.
So if it's real unique, it just depends on what else is available.
Great house for a family or someone who might be interested in being out in the country, or a group of people who are looking for that kind of a weekend retreat.
Yep.
So maybe Matt, Nancy, and I and several others will pool our resources. And it is a beautiful property. And so I'm glad we have a chance to talk about it now during hunting season, because it's really kind of right in the area where the scenery is beautiful, and there's so much nature to be able to appreciate out there.
And it's only 40 minutes from Buffalo or Rochester.
Terrific. We have a caller this morning. I'm not sure, Dawn, what your question is this morning, but I think it's something about a short sale.
Yes.
Dawn, what can we help you with?
I am wondering, I would like to purchase a property, and it says on the website that it is a short sale. I don't know what that is. And also, when I called on it, the realtor said that before I could see it, I needed to sign a disclosure agreement, which I don't know what that is either. So I'd like to hear what you thought about that, and I'll hang up and listen on the radio.
Nancy, I think you could answer the short sale part of that question quickly.
Right. The short sale is where the lender that has a mortgage on the property is willing to accept a lesser number. So whatever the mortgage balance is, they're willing to accept a lower amount to pay off that loan, whether the property value has gone down or the owner is having some difficulties paying their mortgage. They're willing to accept a lower number instead of it going through a foreclosure.
So essentially, it's an easier out for the seller. However, Matt, when you're representing the purchaser on a short sale, it's not easier.
No, and it tends to take at least twice as long. It could be a 4 to 6 month closing. So you need to be prepared for that and make sure you have suitable housing to stay in until the unforeseen deadline. When you're dealing with a bank, and I can't answer the disclosure question, every bank is different. They all require different documents, and it sounds like that is just something that the bank just most likely wants you to be aware that it is a somewhat distressed situation, as short sales are.
And if you were working with a buyer who was contemplating a short sale, what would you advise them in terms of their flexibility? Because sometimes the short sale approval process can take a long time as well, right? So basically,
yes.
don't count your chickens
before
they're hatched.
And you can also make an offer and have it be accepted or acceptable by the seller. And then once it goes to the bank and under the bank's review, they can reject it. And I've heard of that a number of times where it's an even over-asking offer and it still is rejected from the bank.
Because what we don't know is what's happened behind the scenes, how far behind the property owner is in their taxes, in their mortgage payments. So even though the price that's on the MLS for that particular house, it can be a lot more complicated behind the scenes. So, Dawn, I appreciate the call this morning. If you would like to talk with Matt relative to, you know, working through something like that, you could certainly contact Matt, although I think, did Dawn say she was working with an agent?
She did.
I think she's working with an agent. So we certainly are just here as a resource, not to represent you, but someone else other than Dawn who might be contemplating that kind of a purchase or might be wondering what to do if they are in some kind of challenge situation with their mortgage. If they wanted to talk with you, Matt, about representation, how would they reach you?
The best way to reach me is my cell phone, call or text 716-908-5033, or you can email me at matthew.paul@huntrealestate.com.
And Nancy, if someone had financing questions for you, again, how can they reach you?
My cell is 716-316-8118, or they can email me at nancy.callari, C-A-L-L-A-R-I, at huntmortgage.com.
So we have a few more minutes left before this hour is over. And I know, Matt, we were talking generally about the market, mm-hmm. and we talk about things like absorption rate and statistics, and, you know, based on your analysis, it's a strong market right now.
Yes.
It's just that we have a shortage of listings.
Yes, our homes are actually in Clarence and Amherst. I pulled up shortly before we came on, and we're down 21.5% in terms of the inventory, and our absorption rate is a month's supply, and we're down 22.5%. So we really need houses to put on the market and start finding or getting houses for all our buyers that are out there.
And people think this time of year is not the time to put their house on the market.
That's correct.
But yeah. the buyers out there are telling us otherwise. The buyers are strong. We continue to have showings, and open houses are flooded with people. Mm-hmm. Your multiple offer situation on a house that went in pretty late in the fall.
Yep.
We're really not in that same cycle where people think you have to put your house on the market in the spring.
Yeah, it's definitely not your advantage to wait until spring. At that point, you're going to have more competition. You know, there are a lot of people that have that philosophy, but right now with our market that we're in, there's no better time to sell than now.
Because people are out there,
yes.
and the people who are out there are serious.
Yes.
They're not just clicking on the internet and wondering what a house might look like on the inside. These are people that are truly motivated.
Yes.
And rates continue to stay low, Nancy, but we don't know what's looming. We don't know what's looming in the new year and what might happen to rates. And so I think that the strong market with buyers out there could be influenced if, in fact, we see rates rise. What would be your advice, Nancy, to a buyer who's thinking, well, I'll wait until the spring when there's more houses on the market?
Again, it's all about being prepared, getting your information as soon as you can. So my suggestion would be to reach out to me at 716-316-8118. We'll review your information, and then you can determine what's the best time for you.
Okay. And then again, recognizing veterans on this Veterans Day, we thank them for their service. And if you could just repeat what Hunt Mortgage would be doing for veterans.
Sure. A veteran's purchasing a property and applying for their mortgage in November, we will credit the veteran at closing the cost of their appraisal, which averages approximately $400.
That's terrific. And Matt, any last advice that you want to give our listeners that are thinking about selling or buying?
Give me a call today. I'd love to help you.
That's probably the best advice that I've heard. Super concise and powerful, because it is a complicated marketplace. Whether someone is refinancing, Nancy, we had that call from Carolyn Casilio about that. We had the call from Dawn asking about short sales. It seems that things can be complicated, and, you know, people can do the research. They can go to our website, our huntrealestate.com website. They can go to huntmortgage.com, or they can text or call Nancy or Matt. I think that it's important for us to recognize the value of the professional real estate agent and the professional mortgage consultant and the teamwork that we have between Hunt Mortgage and Hunt Real Estate. So I thank you both for joining us. I can't tell you what a pleasure it's been for me to have you share your insights. You're both really, really valuable members of our Williamsville Village office, and I believe the Williamsville Village office is the best branch, and you know that. So out there to our listeners from the Williamsville Village branch, best branch. So a special thank you to Matt Paul and Nancy Clary for sharing your insights on real estate and financing. This is Susan Ballard wishing you a great day, and remember, when it comes to real estate, Western New York is Hunt Country.